Everybody's going. All right, good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. It is March 30, 2022, and 7:01 when we got started. We'll do a brief roll call. Tom Gregory.
I'm here.
John Hofstetter present. Scott Widmer has excused absence, along with Anita Fisher. We also have our road supervisor tonight, Kevin Hofstetter. So we'll start off with, let's dive right into American Rescue Plan uses, policies, and procedures. Kevin, what do you got for us for uses? That's a stack of paper there, buddy.
Sign this.
What's this one for?
Green purchase.
Oh, the sweeper?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Is this like the purchase order?
Yeah, this is the sign it.
So the question I have is, you know, we have our meeting in the 20th, which is 21 days from now. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be due? You know, there's some paperwork and resolutions and whatnot that has to go through with American Rescue Plan dollars that we have to like do kind of like how we did CARES Act. There's resolutions that we have to pass.
Yeah.
So if we would get this all squared away with the prosecutor, you know, the resolution, the project, the whole nine yards, and approve it and have the check ready the 20th, would that still be
okay? Yeah, that'd be fine. I think he just wants it signed to, like, everything's
working. We are taking it, basically, is what we're saying.
So if you sign that, that's in, you're taking it, and then I don't think he want a problem with the 20th, you know.
Okay.
He just needs something for the office.
See here, this is the broom, the brochi.
Yeah, brochi. Yeah.
And make sure you have all the quotes, according to Barbara. She'd like to see all the quotes that you have. She understands that it's a used piece of machinery.
Yeah.
It's different, and it also falls underneath the 50,000 mark.
Yeah.
But she's like, if you have all that stuff, keep it with us.
Yeah. When will we take possession? Any idea?
Because
I'm going to get this added to our
all the insurance,
our policy.
Yeah. It'll be either right before the 20th or right after, something like that.
April?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Approximately April 20th.
Yeah, I would say right in there. Unless another check's ready.
What does this have on it?
Remind me, we need to make a resolution to open up the Matrix Matter 2.
Oh, good. This has model number, and they have a serial number. So, I was going to say, where's our copy? I'll just take that. Yeah.
You want two signatures on there, Kevin? Press it. I put mine.
By title. I guess you could sign where the witness is.
Okay. Yeah,
that makes sense to me. Two trustees, so. Yeah.
I'm going to put trustee under your name, John.
Thank you.
It doesn't look like it needs dated. Okay. Yeah, we can copy that one. I'm taking notes, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. The burn box is ordered.
Okay, how much was that? 15?
With everything, well, it the cert right now it's 16.8, but the cert card, I don't know, they'll be a little less because basically what they do is they quote the base and then they add all the options. Well, I didn't put all the options on, so it'll be a little bit less than that.
Okay.
Make one more of them.
Oh,
for me. Yeah. I'm probably gonna upload that to Barbara yet as well. You can take the original.
Yeah. So you want?
Two copies on that.
This could be. I'll have to get the official what it is.
Because burn box is not something you just go to every person and do that with.
No.
We may end up using general fund or
Concord.
Capital.
Concord's about the only one.
deal. So I'm gonna upload that.
Alright. The other thing is the truck. Now, I'm not making a decision, but in talking with all these equipment, it's getting real about not getting stuff. So, if we're pretty sure, I'll move forward. I haven't even talked to Henderson.
Gotcha.
But it's getting bad. I mean, like, windows closing, stuff's not. I just talked to Caterpillar, he stopped. And he's like, it's getting to the point where we can't even order stuff anymore. Cat's shutting orders down.
Really?
He says, excavator, if you want many, he said 6 months. A lot of stuff they can't order. I talked to Sterling, Farm Equip, same way, they're just shutting orders down. So, you know, it might be, I kind of said, but it might be something to keep
in the back
pursuing, because right now, they're at the end of the year to the first of the year, but if things get worse.
Where's the truck at as far as price? Are we under 252 or 250?
Yeah, we're, like, see that, I gotta go back over stuff because he's got some stuff that's,
okay.
Right now he's at.
What's our description of that truck?
Western Star 47X.
I'm sorry, the what star?
Western Star.
Western Star.
Right now he's at 145. It's probably going to be up from that because there's a few things that need to be changed. And then Henderson didn't check, but he's saying around 90,000. So you're right.
Well,
you're right
over there.
You're right close to.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other discussion could be is that we use the American Rescue dollars to do the chip and seal.
Yeah.
And then use the money that we'd use for chip and seal to purchase the truck. Again, because of the pure. Which we're going to get talk here in a little bit about the procurement policy, but
yeah.
We can make the decisions by April, which.
Yeah, this here, I like to sell. He knows what he's doing. And if you open this up to bid, you could get the guy I used to deal with that he screwed our last truck up. I mean, it's not. It was supposed to be exactly like our old one. It's not. The gearing's not right. Well, the paint can even come in right
now. Yeah, but the paint's a different color.
Yeah.
It wasn't intended to be a change in color, it was.
No, he seemed to know.
The dishes on the offset wheels in the front were not there.
He seems, this guy, that, well, the offset's not, that's another change. I mean, there's some other stuff that needs to be changed, but so I can maybe keep getting it pinned down to the point where, okay, we got everything squared away, you guys give the okay, and I say, put it in the system, you know. Because with Henderson, the same way, I want to build it exactly, but things could have changed, different stuff out there, so.
Right.
That's it.
Which, yeah. We have a little bit of urgency on that, so hopefully here by the next meeting, we should have a little better understanding here with the resolutions and everything, to which direction we're going to go.
Yeah.
I did talk to Barbara, she said, yeah, chip and seal would be fall underneath your things that you could do. So the question is are we going to go over $250,000 on chip and seal this year? So
could.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. If
we heard, well, at the quarterly meeting for the Township Association, Melway was there, and he said the guys who have already had their bids accepted, he said your price is close to that $3 mark. He said that you guys that are putting out afterwards, which is us, he said anywhere from $3 to $4 a gallon.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Last the one town said 305, which I didn't think was bad, but
yeah.
We're going to get hit.
Yeah.
You're going to be over, you're going to be over 250,000.
So
if we do the normal 15 mile.
And then the question becomes is how do we split it? Like, just a question of asking Barbara, can, you know, up to 250 be this, and then can we pay for more above the 250, mm-hmm. or does it, how does it change how it affects us? So
like. Yeah, because you bid stone, so can you use that for stone too?
Yep. So, they may put everything together, stone and, so. And we already had the money from last year, so the next tranche of money coming in will just add to it. So we will have enough to
make
that work.
I figured that, because you're putting away for a truck anyway.
Yeah,
we're just doing a little earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next one down the road to beat the another emissions. But the way, that's the other thing they're saying. I'm asking these guys, I said, how long do you think this is going to last? They said, they think it's going to last a while. Because everything, the problem is, you can't get stuff. So guys are using your stuff right now. This is what the forklift mess is. So they're using their stuff longer. At some point, the stuff's going to wear out, mm-hmm. or they can't fix it. And he said, we don't know if we're going to have new stuff to even replace it at that point. Man. And he said, it's just snowball. It's just, it's getting crazy.
It's not predictable.
It's everywhere. So you figure trucks on the road, they're going to wear out. They're going to try to get trucks that can. It's like Sterling with the farm company. He said, same thing. You got dairy farmers running skids. Well, they can fix them up to a point. He said, my problem is, I don't know if I'll have anything to replace it. Then what? Now you're backing up everything. So it could be years. And they all said it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Not good.
It doesn't make it easier for us, that's for sure.
No, that's a bad... That's why...
There's no... Before COVID, there was predictability in how you...
Yeah. You take your time and...
You can plan. You know, hey, yeah, we're going to do this, and then 5 years we're going to do this.
Even now it's like you got to hurry up and jump in because...
Well, American Rescue Plan has definitely flooded the market with government that's trying to purchase equipment.
So. That adds to the problem, but now they're getting to the point where they can't get the stuff.
Yeah, because like everybody has the money.
They're shutting orders down.
But we're all competing for less and less product.
But there's where chip and seal, you're going to do chip and seal. So.
Right.
You gotta spend it.
Right. Yeah. And it's not that we're wasting it. I mean, putting money in the roads is putting money in the roads.
We're doing what we normally do.
And we're just going to take that money and we're going to use it for something that's going to be a little bit longer. So, So it's all good. So, and that's so that truck we're looking at. Yeah. So you said 145 plus 90.
Yeah. And that's plenty. I mean, that's, I gotta go back over the truck with some stuff that he didn't put on that needs, or stuff that needs to be switched. And then the 90 was just, like, I probably should call Ross and say, hey, we're serious. I need more of a...
Is the truck going to have a new plow in the front and a new spreader box, or are you going to be able to reuse it since we only have two drivers?
New spreader, no new plow.
Okay.
Because you cannot cross spreaders. They're put on a truck, and you can't switch them. I tried.
Okay.
It's impossible. You'd think it would, but...
You end up
moving stuff so much then it won't go back on the truck that it's supposed to go on.
Okay.
Will we get any trade in value for the old truck?
I would keep the truck.
Oh, you would keep it,
yeah,
okay.
Because the mess.
I guess we talked about that, yeah. To have a spare.
It's not the steel that wears out.
Yeah.
It's the computer programs.
Yeah.
The mess is, it's just like this year. I was down 2.5 weeks running one truck, and then with this money it affords us to be able to keep a third truck around. Now you eliminate the problem. Because, here's another problem we're running into. See if spring brakes on a truck? Well, you used to be able to go down and get one at Young's. Now you could wait 2-3 weeks for a spring.
Right.
Yeah, I used to just run down and get the part. Now I call, make sure they have it.
Yeah.
And then go get it because you don't know. And so it's just one of those things. And
having a third truck is just a little bit of an insurance policy with...
It'll help us, like, okay, right now we're ditching. Now winter hit. So Friday, I didn't know what was going to happen. We come back, and Scott spent an hour and a half cleaning the truck out just in case we needed it. If you had a third truck, well, you leave it dirty and,
ready to keep on ditching. You don't have to worry about it. So
you're not switching stuff, taking off, putting it back on.
Until some of the supply chain stuff gets straightened out, until predictability comes back where you can actually make a plan with equipment repair, it's worth holding on to.
We talked about keeping the truck years ago, our old International. We just didn't have any place to put it, and they didn't want it sitting outside. Well, now we can put it inside. So it's not that we talked about that.
Yeah.
And if we had, we wish we would have, because that last International we had was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So if we'd have had that old one, well, throw a spreader on it and
you can do something.
Off you go.
Right.
So
cool. All right. Well, finalize that a little bit more so when we get to our 20th meeting, April 20th, we can make a decision on the American Rescue Plan direction.
Yeah. So
cool.
And then the only other thing is a forklift. That's another disaster. So I found one.
Okay.
We can't get it till October. October, November, which is fine.
Okay.
It's coming out of Toyota's rental fleet, which means it's been serviced properly.
Okay. It's gotta go through Toyota to get service.
Yeah, right now it's at a place where they're using it because they ordered three new ones and in about 6-7 months till they come in.
Okay.
So.
Used how many hours?
I think it says how many hours. It's a 2014. It's everything. It's 5,000 pounds. It's got the pneumatic tires. I don't know how many hours are on it. I'd have to find out, but it's decent shape, but.
Cool.
Now. They want 24.5 now, but I think it'll be less since they used it for 7 months.
Okay.
It sounds, and that's actually a decent deal comparing one to another. So this thing here, they want 23.9 for this. It's going to be as is. They'll paint it. I mean, this is another option we can do it too.
Okay.
This comes from Industrial Parts Supply. It's got 5,000 hours. It's an 11.
Okay.
It's as is. They'll make sure it's running and whatnot. But it's your
that
one there is 90-day warranty.
Okay. On the Toyota.
Yeah. This one here. And Industrial Parts doesn't sell this brand, but they said they would maintain it if we want. So this is just where they had another one. Okay, here's another example. That falls away. Here's a cat. They want 28.7 for a cat with 8,500 hours, which isn't, for us, that doesn't matter. Now they got one with a cushion, which cushion's okay, but you can't just go anywhere you want. They want 24.3. It's where they're at. A new one, Toyota sells Healy, which is a knockoff of Toyota. It's a good Toyota.
For what we want to do with it, it'll work just
fine. Oh, it's fun. Okay, so I'll give you, he just said, throw this out here. They have, and I missed, see, this is the problem. They come up with one, and hours later it's sold. I can't even discuss it with you guys. They'll come up with a decent one and then it's oh, it's gone. So he had a Healy, the brand new Healy, 5-year warranty, 5,000 pounds. They want 27.9 for it. For a new one. It's almost, he's like, you're almost crazy not to buy. I said, well, I don't know. I said, And then he's got some new 3,500 pound coming in. Which I guess that would work for us. They're gonna want 27.8 for that brand new 5-year warranty. He's got another one, 5,000 pound. It's got an extra option on which you don't need, but they want 31 for it. So that's where you're at.
How much of the 3,500 pound?
I want 27 something. 27.8. They're coming in next week.
Okay.
That's 5-year warranty versus 90-day warranty. Toyota's still known to run forever. I've been around them things and they go forever. But So I said, well, what about that one you had there for 27.9? He goes, it's out on the demo right now. I said, what are the chances of it coming back? He goes, usually they don't come back. I said,
of course.
Okay. He goes, well, I got another one that came back from demo. That's a 5,000 pound lift, but it's got some specials. And that's the problem. This other one, they're gonna want 30. It could be sold as used. It's only got 100 hours on it.
Right.
So you could buy it on the used. It would still have the 5-year warranty, but they want about 31 for it or so. And so I just but it's got the side shift. I don't know.
The side shift where it takes a fork
side.
No,
it's some special. It's an extra option. I don't know. It does something else. I don't need that. Side should be nice, just simple, this way, that's it. None of this, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need I don't need a fancy.
We're just putting stuff on pallet racking and getting things stacked up nicer.
Just like the burn box. You're almost going to have something lifted up to it, the truck, because it's heavy. And then it's like that pallet racking. I'm going to put that stuff set up on the pallet racking.
Right.
When it's out of the way. And it doesn't get banged up. It's not sitting on the floor.
Needs some floor space, which if we're going to keep a third truck, we're going to need some floor space. So.
And it just, it would just be. And we don't have a hoist around here. We talked about a hoist. Well, I looked into a hoist So you do all that, you're way over 20 grand. The hoist alone's almost 20 grand. Oh, then you gotta, pour a pillar into the floor.
And that's all we can use it for.
It's sitting here. So you can't go outside to set a spreader on or whatever, lift the plow up to fix it or whatever.
I mean, what did we decide? I don't know if we decided, but what did we talk about at the last meeting? That we were in favor of just exploring this, or did we talk about...
We were in favor of exploring this, and what he's done a very good job of exploring.
Yeah.
That's kind of up to the decision making.
Yeah, that's...
Do you, like, on these used ones, and that the Toyota that's coming back at October, does he need to know, like, today to put the hold the pencil on it, or...
I mean, you could... Theory, you could probably say, yeah, we're interested in it. He's also keeping the look to see if something comes back up, but he's like, well, you probably don't want to wait that long. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's a good unit, decent deal, it come out of the rent. I like the idea of come out of the rental fleet because they maintained it the whole time.
No different than the
broom. Sweeper. That's why I want the broom, because they come out of the rental fleet. They maintained it. They serviced it the whole time.
Yeah.
So you're not worrying about, you know, just like this one. Whatever that one that industrial. Okay. It might have been taken care of. I don't know, but. Whoever had it, and then the thing is, like I said, that's not including freight, so I don't know what the freight's going to cost from where it's coming. And then...
Oh, this is North Canton.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, you need more of this place.
Or this, because...
It's not located in North Canton, right?
No, so basically what he... See, they sell Lindy... they sell...
A couple different brands.
Baoli. They sell Baoli.
Oh, okay.
And he can sell me a Baoli for $25,000 brand new. But... You're looking at almost a year to get it. So.
And used will get us, I mean.
Oh, that's what I said. Used is fine. I think new is kind of, I don't know. But you're close, but that's just the way it is. I mean, he said it's not going to get better. It's actually going to probably get worse. It actually, since I started researching it, it's already gotten worse.
Worse.
So that one there. And I said, well, if we say we would be interested, yeah, he said, I could say you're interested in it. He said, probably the price would come down a little bit because of them using it here.
Okay. 7 months.
He said, they're not using it hard where it's at.
It's not like an everyday lift.
Didn't sound like
it's not in a warehouse where they're loading trucks and stuff like that.
It's some electrical company. He said, it's not being used hard.
Okay.
He said, and maybe something will pop up between them. Then he said, you're interested. He said, I'll throw it out there. But I've had three of them now come up. Well, I didn't have a chance to talk about it, and I feel like it's already sold.
What was the list price? Or the price?
24,300.
Is there, on the used, there's no warrant, it's as is, right?
No, that was 90 days.
That's a 90-day warrant.
From now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not much.
What does it cover? Is like?
I think pretty much everything for 90 days.
From tip to tip.
Okay. And then I'll have to ask him, but I think so. Then after that, it's...
You kind of lean toward this one?
I think it's $3,000 less.
Toyota's reputable.
He said Kai Lumber's got some down there. They've got $40,000 on them. He said that's their biggest customer, his biggest customer.
Wow.
He's got $40,000.
Forty what?
$40,000
on them. Wow. I didn't think I heard you correctly.
That'd be the last forklift you ever have.
Oh, it's just like this. It's just like the broom we're buying.
Yeah.
I won't ever see another one. We don't need that thing. Lasts us 30 years. And then get. Crap beat out of it because it's just the way it's, you know, you gotta drag.
What's the job that it does?
Yeah,
well, and this one is the 5,000 pounds instead of 3,500 pounds. Yeah, today, so.
And then that one there, yeah, like I said, that'll be a one time deal because it's propane, they burn clean. That's the nice. Industrial sent me one, a diesel.
Yeah.
With 7,000 pounds, it's a big thing. Well, they want 18, but they want.
That
they said they want
19, to have in here.
They want 19 or 20 for it, but. It's a big monster, and it's a diesel. It's got $4,000.
Yeah.
Well, the diesels I know, when you get to $4,000, it's getting close to overhaul time.
Right.
Whereas these propane, they run so. I mean, you can put 200 hours, pull the dipstick, and it looks like the oil's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can run it inside, and you don't kill yourself.
I think we should tell them. Yeah, we're very interested in, you know, maybe leverage them a little bit. Say, we can get this new one for. About that price, but I tried.
He basically used it against me. He's like, look, this is how the game is. He goes, he said, I've been in this business for, he said, I've never seen And he says, that's why I'm telling people, you might as well buy a new one because you're that close.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what can you budget in the price? He says, maybe a couple $100. He said, I don't want to lose a sale over a couple $100. But he says, they're set. He goes, that's just the way it is. He said, we're moving them. He says, yeah. It's so bad. He has a website. The Longmont has a website that has all their used forklifts on there. Mm-hmm. He said, it's so bad we can't keep up taking them off the website. He said, guys will call in and say, hey, what about, oh, it's already sold. And he said, it's just.
So where do we pull the money from on this one?
Well, since he's done such a good job with getting all the quotes here, why not go for the American Rescue Plan?
What do we have in there?
Well, we got 250 last year.
Okay.
We're going to get another 250 this year.
Well,
we're at 60-some thousand.
And you said they like used better than new anyway.
So there was a discussion about, you know, used, they are encouraging that you stretch these dollars as best as possible. Well, used, if you could do it, would definitely fit that criteria. Except for because of how the market is flooded, used is about as expensive as new. So, but you can't bid the same way used as you can new. New, you're 0 hours, you're starting all over fresh. Used, you're comparing different machines, different hours, capacities, options. So it may be, it's easier to do stuff with the used market than it is the new market. So I'm fine using American Rescue Plan dollars for that.
I mean, that's
for both purchases.
That's kind of why.
It's just a matter of getting to the paperwork.
This is, you know, like this stuff we're talking about. This is stuff we've talked about years of thinking about. It's like, you know, I didn't think about fork, but I thought about a hoist, but this makes a way more sense. You can use it for, and I would never say, but since we've got it, you know, this man, we got the benefit, things that we didn't think about.
Well, we got the pallet racking now, so we're stacking stuff up to higher now instead of just leaving it lay on the floor. Yeah. So
I want everything off the floor. Yep. I want everything off the floor so we can clean and sweep, because you should have saw the crud that was probably been back. It smelled like from 1950 when we were sweeping.
Oh, this corner over here in the original?
It was awful. He was going to say, that smells like 1950.
It's probably been 1950 since some of that stuff has been. So.
Yeah, and what I would say is I could tell them, hey, put her name on. If something pops up between then and it's a really good deal, that's where I need, like at the April 20th meeting, or I don't know, if you give me the grace to say, hey, if something pops up under that, tell them take it.
Yeah.
Because I can't do that with you guys give us me the power. I just can't.
I think we do.
I make a motion to approve Kevin for up to, what, $25,000? That's 24-3.
Yeah, if you do that.
Because in case we have to pay for delivery or something like that, you know.
Yeah. I think with that.
Let's just go with $25,000. If this is close enough, we could always use our trailer, right?
Oh, yeah, we go down there. It's down there in Kent. It's East Sparta.
Okay. When it comes back, it'll be in Sparta.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like we're going to have to go to.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, because
to save ourselves delivery fees.
Oh yeah, we'll run down and get it. We'll run up on the trailer, chain it down. If he won't deliver it, I would say for that they should deliver it. But if they aren't willing, we'll run down and get it.
So yeah, I'd say, you know, pencil us on this one, but keep an eye out.
Yeah.
You know, in case there's a lower hour or a different machine, but give you the authorization up to $25,000, and we'll start working on the paperwork for that as well.
Yeah.
You know, so all we have the resolution ready to go. We just got whatever meeting we hit, special meeting, a regular meeting, whatever we hit to make it happen. So,
okay.
But I think a forklift will be very handy to have around here. You know,
it'll save a lot of. I mean, it just
it is.
I mean, like, cause I was up at another township that has a burn box, and I said, how'd you put that thing on? They have a skid steer with fork. That's our forklift right there.
Right.
I said, well, that makes sense. See, we don't have. I mean.
No.
What's his company name? Is it
Williams Toyota?
Yeah, out of East Sparta.
Yeah, I think it's East Sparta.
Williams Toyota left, it says. Yeah. Okay. So you made the motion?
I made the motion.
And I will second your motion to give Kevin approval to negotiate best price up to $25,000 for the Toyota forklift from Williams Toyota left.
Just say use. They told you about used forklift.
Yeah.
So in case they have a different brand that comes in, say in August.
I hate to say it, but say this guy comes in with some doozy,
Okay. We'll amend that to a used forklift.
Right. So what Kevin's going to do is he's going to say pencil us on the one that's going to come back in October, But if he finds, you know, one that's in a better shape, you know, or that's at the same price, well, that's great. If the industrial parts service does the same thing or falls away, you know, it gives Kevin some flexibility on the used market to be able to float around amongst the different brands.
It's just so crazy right now. So. Okay. And like I said, it's actually getting worse since I started.
Yeah. So it's not a need we have to have tomorrow to get to continue. So you can chop around and keep working on it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
You don't mind,
I'll take these to scheme to...
We need to finish the motion. All in favor.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Kevin, you have the approval up to $25,000.
Okay. And then the asphalt drag. I talked to Hearst.
Oh, about taking our 6 to an 8?
No, making an 8.5 foot, keeping our 6.
Okay.
I want to... So he's going to work with me on that. That's going to be a...
Custom built.
Custom built progress for... banging our heads about, I looked at one in Canaan. I like some of the stuff, I don't know.
How, if you're going to 8.5, that's a lot of weight in the back end of that truck.
Yeah.
To try carrying around off the pivot pins that you have there currently, you're gonna have to change the mounts on the end of it to get a little heavier to carry that kind of weight.
Well, the other option is, like they did, they put wheels on the back that are on hydraulics and they pick the thing up.
Are they running off truck hydraulics?
Yeah.
You
put it on the other side, open up the flow, and then...
Okay.
Because they run... They actually took a grader...
So is it more like a trailer?
No, they took an old grader table and blade.
Right.
And then they added a platform in the back, and they put, like, regular set of truck wheels. And then they can... hydraulically drop down, picks the whole thing up. They have it's hooked to a pindle hitch on their truck.
Right.
So, and then when they're ready, they drop it down, they pick the wheels up off the ground so they don't leave marks. So that's what they do.
So then they drag, and then when they need to transport it, wheels come back down and you transport down the road.
There's a lot to that thing. So on a straight blade, it does a nice job. It does a job with grader. The thing is, when you take asphalt on an angled blade, it all wants to go this way, and it's going to pull the drag this way.
Right.
So they have to chain that side to the spring shackle on the truck to keep it straight. There's a lot to it. What I like about our drag, and I'm still thinking, it's a circular. So when the asphalt drops, it spreads evenly this way.
It's
so
concave.
You're not pulling it this, you know.
You have 2 points of mounting on the truck, too.
Yeah, you got your chains and you got your thing. So. And we're looking at a way to distribute the asphalt. So if I need more on the one side, we're going to make some sort of chute. Because the thing that Keener made is a joke. That thing gets in the way of breaking stuff.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I would like is the drag has sometimes it wants to do this. So we're trying to figure out how to make a little longer runner, longer shoes. So when you go over a bump, it takes it out. Rolling the asphalt has really helped.
Okay.
Really helped. But it still wants to do, and we need to make it a little heavier. So we might have to put some sort of wheel system on there just to take it down the road. That's something we'll have to, we're just, right now, it ain't gonna be this year. Hopefully by next year we'll have something.
Preliminary use of COVID money or carriage money.
ARP money.
So many different ones. Yeah. ARP money that we could use that to build.
Yeah.
And the reason you would like to do that is to help cover a wider path on the roadway. A 6 foot doesn't give you the whole lane.
You know, our wider roads, and then you're out just 6.5 feet, you're out past the wheels in the truck. So, you know, on a 6 foot, if we want to catch the edge of the road, there's times our wheels are clear out on the edge. Well, if the edge breaks away, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And then it wants to, sometimes the drag will start. You know, if your truck wheels go down in a hole, then the drag gets whopper jawed, and now you got a big pile over here, and you got nothing over here, and then it comes back up. Whereas if you keep your truck on the road, and you can drag that clear over there, and I can shove the material over,
mm-hmm.
Now you're catching that edge real nice.
Right.
Yeah.
But the 6 foot has a place, but you're going to use more material on the 8.5 foot. So that's why the 6 foot's nice if you don't need it. It's like when we used to use a grader. It makes an awesome patch, but you use tons of asphalt, and that's why we kind of got away from it. because it just burns up asphalt. I mean, it makes a well a nice, it's like a paving machine, but you're burning through asphalt. And with the expense, I'm trying to stretch the stuff as far as I can anymore.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, keep moving towards that. And since it's going to be a custom job, it's not a product you're going to be able to go out and buy.
I don't know the price. I don't know. I just for this bird plant, because I don't think there's anything out there like it. We're gonna build it.
Cool.
They have the know-how.
Good deal. Is that all you have for projects?
Yep.
So should I have doing chip and seal with it as well?
Yeah.
Sounds like we have a pretty good list of how to use the money wisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll go from there. So part of that was policies. I do have some of the resolutions. I'm not sure if you saw, Tom, that Barbara Bureau did like a mass email.
I did not see those.
So she have resolutions, many different resolutions. I think we, now that we have some of the quotes and whatnot, I think we upload some of this stuff to Barbara.
Yeah.
To figure out which resolution we should use for which one and make sure we've done it properly. Along with that, we're going to have the procedure will be that she has a 41-page federal procurement procedure, which is based off what we're supposed to do. So what we learned in that quarterly meeting at the Township Association is that it's a combination of federal and Ohio. So whichever one's more stringent is the one that you have to follow. So Barbara and Stacy have really worked to try to nail down each which one's more stricter on each category to make sure we're following to the best ability. So, I think we take the next 20 days to look over this, but I think we should open up a matrix matter so we can start asking that. So hopefully by the 20th we can start passing resolutions. So,
Would you call these draft resolutions?
Yeah, I'd say it's a draft resolution. They're for us to use right now, but as you see, there's a lot of fill in the blank stuff that we can fill in before the meeting to have it all ready to go before the meeting. So,
and this is to apply for the ARP funds.
This is actually
for our use of them.
It's for the use of them.
Okay.
This one's in the matter of authorizing the expenditure to cover the cost of identified project under the eligible category revenue loss standard allowance of American. So like this would be your first one for a project. Whereas some examples of government services expressly recognized by U.S. Treasury as follows: road building and maintenance, health services, general government administration, environmental remediation, provisions for fire, police, public safety, maintenance, and modernization of cybersecurity.
Okay.
So it's a pretty broad list. So this will be like your first one, and it gives you a list and a checklist of items to do.
Okay.
But this, then you have procurement. So like this one's in the matter of establishing a micro purchase threshold of 10,000.
Yep,
and this one is that's the federal terminology.
Yep, and this one's for 50,000.
Yeah. Okay. So there's different ones because again, federal procurement, which each one has a different set of rules to go with it. So that's why maybe doing the chip and seal would maybe be a better place if it's much stricter, much harder to do a truck right now.
Sure.
To try to go out and get like five bids for different manufacturers for trucks is hard.
Yeah.
When everyone's trying to try to have product to sell.
Yeah.
So.
When we know chip and seal is going to happen.
Yeah. They plan for it. We've already gone out to bid for that. And according to Barbara, as I was talking tonight, she's like, if you put it in the newspaper, she said that was the public. If only one person responds, and you're good to go for federal because you've done your due diligence.
Yeah.
So, that's all we have to make sure we watch. So.
Okay.
So anything else for American Rescue Plan, Kevin? Are you good?
I don't think so.
Okay. And you got the policies, procedures. I move to make, how should I say it? I move for resolution 2022 dash, what do we do, the year for or the month? Month. 03.
No, it's 2022.
Dash 03 for March.
03-30-01. Yeah.
To appoint Jonathan Hofstetter as the matrix point of contact for all items concerning the American Rescue Plan expenditures.
Let me write this down. Contact, point of contact.
Yep.
For Matrix. ARP funds matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expenditures.
Expenditures. I will second that motion.
And then we'll do a roll call. Tom?
Yes.
John? Yes. Motion passes.
Okay.
We'll send, if you can send that tidbit to Anita so she can draw the resolution up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll upload it and get it going. So.
Okay.
That way we can start working on this for the 20th.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So, and all of your quotes for the items, you know, we'll upload them up there.
Make copies for me.
Thank you very much. And that should be it for American Rescue. Let's see here. We discussed all the purchases for the road department, right?
Yep.
And then, looks like we're all going to try to work on American Rescue. And then we're on to the Eckerd Road water runoff situation. Update, please.
Okay. So I had Marcy come out, look at it.
Okay.
Brian.
Yes.
And who's Marcy?
Brian Marcy's highway and water engineer for Wayne County.
Okay.
Yeah. Rep from the Wayne County Engineer's Office.
He looked at the situation. He said basically to up the size of the pipe, it's like I said, isn't going to gain you much because you have a 2x2, great.
Right.
If you take out all the little crossbars, you're actually taking in 12 inches of water.
Okay.
Okay. But he says put a 36 or 30 inch in. All right. You go over to North Curzon Road, they have a 36 inch with a catch basin. It's a gigantic thing. Guess what size of grates on top? 24x24.
Okay.
So it's not going to take any more water.
Right.
And further, well, anyway, you just couldn't. So I started looking at it. I found a sinkhole, a suck hole, I think. The ground hole, it looks like a suck hole. Just south of that.
Okay.
Started making me think. So there's 12-inch pipe in the catch basin. I go down to the creek, Dave's, there's 12-inch pipe through the head wall. I remember we poured that. Don't know, I didn't know what's in between there, that house there.
Okay.
So I called my uncle, I said, you know, he says, Daly put that in, he goes, I would almost guess there's not 12 inch through that house, probably the house. It okay. could be, if it's like over across the road, Santa Myers, that was 12 inch clay tile, and that stuff's all busting up. I'm starting to wonder where that sinkhole is, and so they butted the 12 inch plastic to whatever was there. And now it's collapsed and it's sucking a hole. So I'm going to go over there sometime, dig that up, see what's there. If it's 6 inch,
mm-hmm.
it would probably be wise to go put 12 inch down, probably up to Dave's pasture. I bet it's 12 inch in there.
Okay.
That would help tremendously. And the other thing is, there's no tees down between there. You take a long stretch of pipe, no air, you're only going to get 50% flow. If you add air, you'll get 100% flow.
Okay.
And just like when it was running over the road, that's the other problem. It covers up with crap from the field all the time, constantly.
Right.
So we went over there when it was running over the road. I hooked it on. I found it with a hook, and I hooked it back when I lifted the grate up. Within minutes, it quit going over the road because it was going. So I got a 2x4 over there propped up to help that. And the other thing we're going to probably do is that pipe's in deep, so I can make a ditch on top of the pipe to keep the water from.
Yeah.
So I'm going to investigate now. Here's the problem.
Okay.
If we got to put 12-inch pipe through that property, one of you guys got to go there because that guy don't like me.
Okay. That's fine.
He accused me of hitting his mailbox and this winter, and I didn't, and he's not going to be friendly with me. The other problem.
Does it go through his property?
Yeah, right on the road.
The right of way. It's out of the right of way.
Quasi right of way. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The gray area where people think they own up to the edge of the road, which actually it's our right of way where we maintain.
They can do whatever. I mean, to help the whole situation, I'd say we just put the pipe in and be done with it. No It wouldn't, right. You know.
Are you going to add a T to help with airflow?
I'll put a T before his driveway. I'll put another T down in the yard, so there'll be two T's all right in there on the way. So that thing should run full 12 inches.
Is that going to cause a problem? Because if I remember right, that shoots straight across into the other side. If you put that kind of flow, is it going to shoot across the road?
It goes. It stays on that side. It goes into Dave's creek.
Right, but doesn't it go come out of the head wall that you poured?
Oh, yeah, but it shouldn't affect anything. Okay. Because our head wall's kind of ain't. I think it's...
Yeah, it kind of
so it,
flared
it
out.
It should. It's just going to run full blast instead of... I don't think it'll hurt anything.
Okay.
It shouldn't. I mean, that's what should be in there anyway, if it's not. If it's 12 inch now, then I don't know what to do. I mean, it's just... The other thing I can do is if they still make them, they make it. That grate over there is a traffic grate.
Right.
They make a non-traffic grate, which is bars just one way instead of cross.
Yeah.
So you'll gain flow.
Do they make one that kind of comes up, you know, like... Since it's not a traffic one, it's just down in the field where you'd come up, whereas the stalks pile up against it, the water would spill over the top. And
yeah, but wouldn't the water have more trouble getting in there?
It would just pile up. I mean... To give it a better chance to, you know, it's kind of sunk and recessed down in there.
Yeah, but see, there if you go up, you're going to raise the water level up, so it'll go over real quicker.
Okay. Yeah.
If you keep it down, the more, the less.
Unless you get one of those.
Well, I mean, just, it's completely.
I've seen those dome grates.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know if you can get them for that thing.
Okay. Yeah.
The other thing that would help is, and everybody needs to do this, you know, if they know it's going to rain, go over there and clean it off.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell, if you know, everything but it's my job. Well, if I go clean every grate we have, I'd spend 2 days before a rainstorm cleaning this stuff off. 5 minutes, go over there and just clean it off.
Right.
Because I went over there and we got the thing propped up with a 2x4. There was corn stalks on top of that. The other thing I was going to say is, and I hope they do it, plant grass in.
Yeah.
I would like to see 50 foot if they would.
Right.
Because it, and then leave it grow up. Don't be mowing it. Leave it grow up so that when stuff does come through, it slows everything down and catches the trash.
Yeah.
I think if that's done and there's not 12 inch in there and you put 12 inch in, you put T's in, I don't think you're going to see much of a, I mean, it's like he said, you can't, what happened these last two times, you can't do anything about it.
No.
You can't put big enough. He said that's what he's running to. He said, he's getting phone calls all the time. Well, I had water, you know, and he's like, this last couple of rains has been just incredible. And I know it seems like more and more we're getting those, but you could go to 15, 18, but he said you're not going to gain that much flow because you're only getting 12 inches or so through the top because that's all it takes.
Right.
And then if you get trash on it,
yeah,
then you're down to nothing or very little, and then it's going to go right over the road.
Mm-hmm. Every single time. So.
So.
Okay.
So what I'll do is sometime we'll go over and dig. See what that's in the field, so I can do that. And then at that point, the other problem is the electric pole by his driveway is literally that close to the road.
Right.
But I don't know if we can get them to move it, or I'm going to have to almost go around the back side of it because there ain't enough room for me.
Which one is it?
It would be the pole right by that guy's drive.
Sorry. Okay. Which power company? Edison or
Edison? Edison.
Edison?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have to know.
Well, Edison's the one that we talk to the most, so. Maybe I can get him to do
yeah,
that.
You got a buddy over there.
Yeah. We could just get it back, because it's literally right out. Like, I'd have to sit clear on the other side of the road, and all I could do is roll the bucket, and I'd tear the road up, and it's just right in the wrong spot. To go around the backside, I'd have to go clear back in and come back out.
Right.
It's just, if they would move it, then it's out of the way.
If you get me a pole number. And address. I'll talk to Amy about getting that moved back a couple feet.
So, and I'll let you, and if it is 6 inch clay, I'll let one of you guys go talk to them, tell them what we're doing.
So that your inspection is going to be in Daly's section of it?
Yeah.
It's not going to be in the other homeowner?
No, a hole or okay. I want to see what it is. Yeah, it looks like a sock hole. It looks like it goes right down to the pipe. So.
Okay.
Cool, pull number in. Cool. That sounds like we have a plan there, so.
So, that's...
Yeah.
That's
investigate, see what you find, and we'll keep working towards it.
And he said, if you want me to size the pipe, he said, I can. But he said, I just don't think it's going to do much good. And a 3036 is, that's...
Right.
That's...
Overkill.
I mean, you're... There's no way. I mean...
Right.
You know.
Well, it's good that we got the Wayne County Engineer's Office involved in a professional...
I like him. He's sensible.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Well, like we've said before, that having the... Well, it looked like the planter almost hit the catch basin. You know, there was a row like 3 inches from the catch basin. I mean, they planted right almost on top of it.
Oh, they swung the planter. You can see it. They swung it clear in.
Yeah.
They're all doing that now. But and it's just like over there in Davis, we had that problem where they planted. And we had flooding after flooding. It was out on the road all the time. It was mud out in the road. I was going over the street. And we told him to plant. And he put grass in there and it took care of the problem.
Right.
Same thing over there at Eckerd.
On Eckerd.
On the other side. It took care of the problem.
Yeah.
It's good to have headlands and grass.
Yep.
So, cool.
All right. And I think the last thing we're on here will be quotes for repair on the pickup truck.
Yeah.
What do you have for that?
Village Motors and Toyota.
Okay.
Volkswagen. So.
All right.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'd go with Village.
Okay, for the quote.
Yeah.
Had the better one.
They're just close, and they'll get it done in a week, and I know it'll be done right because I've had stuff done there.
Okay. Good deal. You need a motion from us or to approve you to do that, or is this just informational purposes?
I think it's just information.
Sounds good to me. Cool. And that's all we had on our topics.
Okay.
Since Board will act as needed after we discuss the listed topics, so I think we made our resolutions, we did all that stuff, so.
Anything else?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
At 7:53.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Yes, aye.
Motion carries, the meeting adjourned. Thank you.